You are Locked On Wizards, your daily Washington Wizards podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's good, Wizards fans, and welcome to the Locked On Wizards podcast. Make sure you guys subscribe to Locked On Wizards on YouTube and hit the notification bell. We just hit 200 subscribers on YouTube. This is your host, the real Ed Oliver. You can follow me on Twitter at EDTOOFLAWT. Deontay, my co-host, will not be here tonight, but he definitely will be here for tomorrow's episode. He missed a good game, and he made a great bold prediction last night. We're having fun with the bold predictions segment at the end in preview videos. Deontay finally got one right. I haven't got one right yet. I predicted Daniel Gafford to get 4 blocks. But before we talk about his bold prediction, and what we're going to do each post-game, we're going to do what I liked or what we liked when he does come back and what we didn't like. And just a breakdown of each player. I want to go over some rotations, some lineups that I liked tonight, some things that I saw that I liked, some things that I didn't like, and just a general recap of the game. So we'll get into that. And I just want to thank you guys for making Locked On Wizards your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. So Dee's prediction was that Kyle Kuzma would shoot 50% from the field. And what was it? 50% from the field. And I want to say score 15 points. And he did both of those things. So he hit the nail on the head. He was a smart man. That was a good bet. It was 15 points and 50% from the three-point line. I loved what Kyle Kuzma did tonight. He shot the ball with confidence. He didn't hesitate. The first two games, he looked kind of out of place, looked kind of awkward on the floor. I talked about both fast breaks where he went 1-on-3, where he turned his ankle on one and started tying his shoe on the floor and double dribble before he even went to the basket, and it was a terrible layup attempt. And then one was a charge. Tonight, he was more decisive. He looked like he knew where he wanted to go with the basketball, and he didn't think too much. Did not think too much. Let me pull up the numbers here real quick too. Kyle Kuzma, he definitely hit at least 5 threes, and I love that Wes Unseld Jr. was calling plays. You can see guys setting a staggered screen, setting screens to get guys open, ball movement. There was one play. I think Brad was on the floor. Kuz was on the floor. Dinwiddie was on the floor. It was a mixed lineup. Gafford was on the floor as well. And they just kept moving the ball. KCP moving the ball. Extra pass here, extra pass there. The ball went to Kyle Kuzma, pump fake, or KCP pump fake dribble. Pass to Kuzma. Kuzma knocks down a wide open three. That's what you love to see. That's some of the stuff that we did not see a lot last year. Ball movement around the perimeter. We had more shooters around KCP. Shot the ball well from the three-point line. I want to get to him. He's another guy that I liked tonight playing for Washington Wizards. And then I will get to some things that I didn't like. Sam Dekker had a revenge game. This man, Sam Dekker, and the other guy, what is his name? Let me find this guy's name. Flynn went crazy. They were like the Splash Brothers tonight. But I'm gonna talk about the stuff that I liked first before we get to the bad, the good, bad, and ugly. But that was just inexcusable. I mean, we really should have won this game, but the fact that Sam Dekker went in and just went bonkers from the three-point line, and the guy Flynn went bonkers, and he was getting to the basket too whenever he felt like doing it. But I gotta give props to Kyle Kuzma. And if you listen to the halftime interview with Chris Miller, he said that the progression, it could take 10 games, it could take 5 games, it could take 20 games. We don't want it to take that long because, you know, the trade deadline will be approaching, I want to say after 40 games, after the All-Star game. And, of course, that's a huge decision on Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal is one of the things that I'm not going to lie, you know, his shooting is what I didn't like. I did like his effort rebounding the ball and distributing the basketball, but Bradley Beal was pretty bad shooting the ball tonight. That's something that we just don't really see. I don't see him having another bad shooting night like that ever again. I mean, he missed some wide open shots, and then he was just kind of sloppy with the basketball tonight too. Brad had a couple turnovers. He dropped some passes here too. It was just a rough night for Bradley Beal, but I do like that he was doing other things. He was hustling on defense. He was rebounding the ball, assists. He was trying to contribute in different ways. He knew his shot was off. And the great thing about that, too, that I liked is that if Bradley Beal has an off night, we have other guys that can pick him up. Where last year it was kind of like Brad and Russ. And then who else is going to step up? You know, it might be a Robin Lopez hook shot here and there, Rui here and there. But we have other guys, Kyle Kuzma, if he can shoot the lights out like that, KCP can step up and shoot the ball, Dinwiddie stepping up, Gafford just rim running, pick and roll, Montrezl Harrell was a beast again tonight. I love what I see from Montrezl Harrell. I love the dunk that he had. He dunked on some guy for the Raptors. I can't really remember his name. It was Gillespie. He dunked on. I love that dunk. That was a beautiful dunk by Montrez. Junkyard dog mentality. I love that. But yeah, Bradley Beal, he struggled tonight. Let's get to the numbers for Kyle Kuzma. He was 8-for-12 from the field. He hit six threes. 6 for 8 from the 3-point line. I thought he only hit 5, but he went 6 for 8. 24 points, almost had the double-double, almost had the dub-dub. 24 points and 7 boards. Daniel Gafford, I love Daniel Gafford. He's on the list of things that I like tonight. 14 points, 17 rebounds. Last game, he had only one rebound against the Knicks. That cannot happen. That is inexcusable. And I let him off the hook against the Knicks for things that I did not like. I should have put that on there, that he only had one rebound. That's inexcusable. If Daniel Gafford plays – Daniel Gafford played 27 minutes tonight. I love that too. 27 minutes. Now, he had a Shaq in a full moment where he got blocked, and then Gafford got the ball on the ground, and then he tried to shoot it. I want to say Blake Griffin did something. Steven Adams did something like that too a couple of years ago. They both were on Shaq in a full, so I'm pretty sure we're going to see Daniel Gafford on Shaq in a full, but I'm part of the Daniel Gafford fan club, the stand club of Daniel Gafford, but that you can't do stuff like that. That was hilarious. But other than that, I love what Daniel Gafford did tonight. 14 points, 17 rebounds. Let me see how many blocks that he had. He only had one block. It's okay. He was a plus 15 for plus minus. Kyle Kuzma was a plus 2 for whatever it's worth. I know some people don't really care about plus minus. Bradley Beal was a plus 12 on for his plus minus. So he didn't shoot the ball well. But like I said, he was a key contributor. He was 1 for 11 from the field, which is putrid percentage-wise. 1 for 6 from the 3-point line, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, 6 assists, and 5 boards. He was awful shooting the basketball tonight. But like I said, I love that he did other things. If you're going to not be making shots, that's the thing with Bertans. Bertans can't do other things. He's a specialist. He's a shooter. So if he's not scoring, then he doesn't really provide much. But let's get to more things that I did like. There's some more things that I did like, and then I really want to get to things that I did not like tonight. I did like Wes Unseld with the ball movement. Defensively, we still have some more work to do. We'll definitely get into that. But this episode is brought to you by Sweat Block. The fourth quarter kind of did make us sweat a little bit, definitely defensively. Sam Decker and Flynn going crazy in the fourth quarter. But it works up for up to seven days per use, dry shirt guarantee. If Sweat Block doesn't keep you dry, you get your money back. Featured and tested on the Rachel Ray Show by Firefighters, bestseller on Amazon for the past 10 years, over 13,000 reviews, manufactured in the U.S., wear what you want to wear is your little secret of confidence. This is a must-have for everyone's toiletry bag. Whether it's a big presentation or a hot date, everyone can benefit. Featured on the Rachel Ray Show and worn by firefighters. The promo code is locked on for 20% off on sweatblock.com. You can also purchase it at CVS and on Amazon. So let me see. Oh, Spencer Dinwiddie. Spencer, how could I forget about Spencer? All the pickups look good. All the offseason acquisitions look pretty darn good tonight. The three Lakers guys played pretty darn well. Spencer shot the three. He hit a three, and the that wing three is his shot right now. He's really been good and efficient at the wing three. The pick and roll with Daniel Gafford, just do it every time. I love it. His ball movement. He did get a technical foul. And another thing I didn't like was the foul call on KCP. I get it. I understand it. I know the refs are trying to change the rules this year, which I do respect it because, you know, Trae Young got a lot of crazy fouls. Just James Harden, all those guys getting those tiki to Steph Curry, getting those tiki-tack fouls because they're the ones that are creating the contact. They're flailing their heads and flailing their legs out and stuff like that just to create contact to get fouls. So kind of didn't like that one. I didn't feel like KCP was trying to put his leg out, but it's a debatable call. So I get why the ref blew the whistle on that one and called off as a foul. That was on a list that I did not like. Spencer Dinwiddie, I did like once again. I thought both preseason games he's played well. Actually, all three preseason games he's played well. The Raptors have played 5 preseason games. This is their 5th one tonight, and they had a back-to-back. Now, I will consider Fred VanVleet did not play. OG Anunoby did not play. Pascal is out until, I want to say, around Thanksgiving. So when we do play them again on the 20th, which is, 8 days away now, our first game of the season, Pascal will not be available. Chris Boucher might not be available as well. He's a key contributor for the Toronto Raptors as well. So just keep that news and notes to be aware of game 1. Rui We'll see if he'll be available. He might be out because of him coming back, you know, a little late. But yeah, Spencer, let's go over Spencer's numbers. 10 points, 7 assists, 1 steal. How many turnovers? No turnovers. Wow, that's a great game for Spencer Dinwiddie. 7 assists and no turnovers. That's big time. It's big time. 10 points, 7 assists, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, 1 for 3 from the 3-point line, 3 for 9 from the field. Not great shooting wise, but solid. I thought he got the job done. I thought he was able to get other guys involved. 10 points and 7 assists. If he would have played, he played 25 minutes. So let's say he would have played 35, probably would have got a double double. Probably would have got 10 points and 10 assists. So I like what I saw from Spencer Dinwiddie. Let's go over KCP's numbers really quick here. 5 for 8 from the 3. So both Lakers hit 5 threes or more. It's really solid shooting that we're looking for from those guys. 5 for 8 from the 3 with KCP. 15 points was a +9 in the plus-minus category. 3 turnovers, 2 blocks from KCP. So that's solid. He is a 3-and-D guy. 3 rebounds and 2 assists. So he did other things other than just score the basketball as well. So I love what I saw from him. Davies. We'll talk about some individual performances here, and then I'll get to what I did not like. Davies, 3 for 7 from the field, all 3-pointers, 9 points. So 4 rebounds, 5 rebounds from Davies. He is 6'10", so he's a low-key good rebounder. I think that's a sneaky part of his game, that he is a solid rebounder. He's not going to get a double-double or anything like that, but he is 6'10". So. But defensively, he was a turnstile. He was a turntable at times. Some guys were able to get by him. He actually let Champagne, I want to say Champagne went to Pittsburgh last year. And I had a huge game against Duke, if I'm not mistaken. But Champagne for the Raptors, he kept backdooring Davies in the first half. I remember that. So, you know, Davies has to pick it up defensively. Montrezl Harrell, 17 points tonight. Didn't rebound the ball much, had 2 boards and 2 blocks tonight. He was a minus 20 in the plus-minus category. But I thought Montrezl Harrell played well. Great energy, 7 for 9 from the field and 3 for 3 from the free throw line. So he made all his free throws. He did have a nice – Davies Bertans did have a nice lob pass to Montrezl Harrell. So I like that ball movement there and that connection there. Those guys are going to be playing a lot together off the bench. So you got to see the chemistry there. Montrezl Harrell just finishing around the rim. He did miss a layup in the beginning that Bradley Beal passed to him. He tried to do an alley-oop layup, and then he dropped the alley-oop pass from – I want to say it was from Dinwiddie in the first half, and then he got it back, then he got fouled. So, but his energy is contagious. His energy is infectious. And then he did the dunk in the first half where Kyle Kuzma threw a beautiful outlet pass to Montrezl Harrell. Harrell gathers himself and just goes up and then just dunks, and he swings on the rim. Borderline technical foul, but it is what it is. I love the energy from Montrezl Harrell. Who else did I like tonight? Denny. I like some of the things that I saw from Denny. I like some of the things that I saw. He did hit a 3. He had a step back 3, and then he airballed a 3. He also had a beautiful pass. I like seeing him post up. That was something interesting that I saw. He did not do much of that last year, but he's a 6'9 point forward. You know, so if he can post up and get a smaller guy on his back, I want to say it was Goran Dragic who he was posting up. If you can get a smaller guy on his back, maybe he can, you know, use a turnaround jumper or a turnaround hook shot on a guy who's 6 feet tall like a Goran Dragic. But he backed Dragic down, and then he kicked it out to KCP for the wide open 3. So if guys come down and collapse on Denny, he can kick it out to KCP. He can kick it out to Kuzma. He can kick it out to Bradley Beal, Davies. Shooters all around the board, Haul Neto, Aaron Holiday, whoever, you know, all those guys can shoot the 3. They're capable to shoot 3s, Corey Kispert as well. So I want to see more of Denny in the post. Like I said, 6 boards tonight was solid from him. How many points did he have? He had 6 points, 2 steals, and I wrote some more notes on Denny. Denny lost. He did lose his man for an offensive rebound, so that's one of the things I did not like from Denny. So I'm not going to let him off the hook with that. So that's all the notes that I had. From Denny Avdija tonight. But the 3-point, what I did like was the 3-point shooting overall. Last game against the Knicks, we were just off of from the 3-point line, 5 for 21. And then tonight we were from the 3-point line, 17 for 43 from the 3-point line. So we shot 39%, but we did allow the Raptors to shoot 15 for 35 from the 3-point line, 42%. So 3-point defense is a problem right now. It's a problem. It was a problem last year. It's still a problem right now, and it's a work in progress. Wes Unseld Jr. is definitely gonna, you know, let them know that, and they're going to go over it in the film session tomorrow. But three-point defense is a problem right now. Everybody comes into Capital One Arena, and they've been shooting the lights out. Like this is a home game for them. The guys are coming in just shooting the lights out, shooting threes from the parking lot and knocking them down with ease right now. All right, so let's – Aaron Holiday didn't get in the game until late. He had 4 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds. He was a little out of control at times. He had a turnover. Then he got blocked. Then he missed a couple of jumpers down the stretch. Then he hit a couple of shots down the stretch as well. Had 4 points and 4 rebounds. No assists tonight. But let's get to what I didn't like, and then I'll talk a little bit more about some of the rotations that I liked that were pretty intriguing tonight. You know, I thought Wes tried some different lineups out there. But before we do get into that, this episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Been telling you guys, man, the cookies and cream one is really good. The mint brownie one is really good. Try putting it in the microwave. Try putting it in the freezer. It just gives it a little zing and gives it a little taste. But check out coconut, cherry barcia. Those are the flavors: raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, and German chocolate. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Check out the macros, 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Built Bar is the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Go to built.com and use promo code LOCK15. You'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. One thing I didn't like tonight is Corey Kispert's defense. Now, he is learning. He's still a rookie. And that's one of the question marks about Corey Kispert coming into the NBA is how he's going to defend other wings, other guards. And Michael Flynn, he was able to get by Corey Kispert a few times. Down the stretch, he had an and-one that I want to say made the Raptors lead to like two possessions. So Corey Kispert's got to clean that up. He has to jump on his three-pointer as well. He was 0-for-5 from the three-point line. So he was 0-for. And you saw that in the summer league too. Whenever he was missing threes, a lot of the times he was missing the three-pointer short. It could be him getting used to the NBA three. He was hitting NBA range threes in college when you watch his tape and his film. You know, him hitting 9 threes against UVA, a lot of the threes he did shoot in that game were way beyond the arc. So he just has to improve. I do think that Corey Kispert will be spending some time in the G League, and that's not a bad thing. Maybe it's better for him to start. I don't see him starting on this team, but out of all the 3 preseason games, his best game was when he started. And when he got comfortable, he had more playing time. Him coming in cold, it's just not working for him in the last two games that I saw. So yeah, he was 0-for-5 in this game. I want to see. Let me look how he did against the Knicks as well. But Corey Kispert was not a bright spot tonight. And there's a learning curve. There's a rookie curve. He was 0-for-3. So in the last two games, he's 0-for-9 from the 3-point line, and 1-for-6. 1-for-6 from the field. So he's 1-for. He was 1-for-6 from the field against the Knicks. And no, look, let me look this up. He was 1-for-6. Kispert was 1-for-7 tonight. So 1-for-6 against the Knicks, 1-for-7 tonight against the Toronto Raptors. So he's 2-for-13. It's pretty darn bad. And he's a rookie, 4 fouls tonight. So he had more fouls than points, kind of like a Davis Bertans type game in the playoffs. He's got to do better than that. Man, I like Kispert. I like the pick. I did like the pick. I like the pick because I like what I saw from him in college. I thought he could shoot the three, and I thought he can do more than just shoot threes. A lot of people comparing to Doug McDermott, Kyle Korver, J.J. Redick, Mike Miller from Memphis, guys like that. And I think he's capable of doing more. I see more Wally Szczerbiak in Corey Kispert, somebody who was able to do more. And I know there's, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie said it in his presser, you know, the stereotype of just shooters. And I think Corey Kispert is more athletic than the typical just three-point specialist, you know. So I am expecting better play from Corey Kispert. I want to see him improve. I hope the younger guys do get a little bit more playing time in the last preseason game. Let me look at how many more preseason games we have left as well. We only have one more preseason game left, and that's on Friday against the Knicks at 7:30. So that's a game where we should be upset. We should be upset when we play the Knicks in New York. We need to come out there, you know, hair on fire, defending the three-point line, because these guys hit 24 threes. If it was a regular season game, they would have hit a franchise record of 24 threes. That's how bad we were defending the three. And they did hit some crazy shots, but at the same time, they hit some open shots. The Knicks hit open shots in that game. There were some wide-open threes that we allowed. There were some wide-open threes that we allowed tonight as well. So three-point defense has to improve, man. It's got to be better. Allowing Sam Decker, the former Wizard, to come in here and hit. How many threes did this man hit? I mean, he was in his own tonight. He really was. Sam Decker hit four threes. I feel like it was more than that. He went 7 for 10 from the field. 18 points in 16 minutes. He had 18 points in 16 minutes. That's inexcusable. The guy Flynn. He had 22 points in 26 minutes. 6 for 15 from the field. 3 for 9 from the field. Inexcusable. You cannot let stuff like that happen. Now let's get to the lineups. Once again, I gotta give Wes Unseld some credit for some of the play calling tonight and some of the lineups as well. I thought he did a good job with that. Offensively, we look fine, but defensively, we're struggling, and that is a concern. It is preseason. Like Kuzma said, it's going to take some time for guys to get used to each other and chemistry and vocal and talk and helping each other out on defense, communicating and whatnot. So it's going to be a process. Rome's not built in a day, so we'll see. So the lineup that I liked, which was interesting, was Denny, Corey Kispert, Bradley Beal. I don't know how I say his name like that. Montrezl Harrell and Davis Bertans, the Latvian Laser. Montrezl Harrell got the ball at the top of the key, and Montrezl Harrell easily got to the basket because all those guys could shoot. And Montrezl Harrell in that high post is lethal because he's a guy that can get he can put the ball on the floor. He's a 6'7", undersized big, but he makes up for that because he's so skilled. There was a player, Montrezl Harrell, also had a nice up and under. It felt like he did like 3 or 4 pump fakes up and unders in the post, shoots the hook shot, and he squishes the hook shot. So Montrezl Harrell, he just shows how skilled he is, how talented he is. And I really think he can be a candidate for sixth man of the year. I mean, he had 18 points against the Knicks, and then he had a great game again tonight with 17 points tonight. Yeah, 17 points tonight. I do want to see him rebound the ball more, so that's something I didn't like. 2 rebounds. I'm expecting more rebounds from Montrez. I want to see more boards from Trez. He did take a charge tonight as well. So those are the things that I love from him. Aaron Holiday, like I said, he didn't get until late. Haolu Neto didn't shoot the ball well tonight, 0 for 3, 0 points, 4 assists. Tonight for Haolu Neto, Anthony Gill got in the game. He missed some shots. Isak Bonga. Did I bring up Isak Bonga? His revenge game or him coming back tonight. I thought he played pretty well at some points. Isak had 3 points and 4 fouls. So he didn't play that great. But Gafford had a nasty block on Isak Bonga. So let me get back to the lineups here and then we'll wrap up. Another lineup that I saw that was interesting was Haolu Neto, Spencer Dinwiddie, Kyle Kuzma, Bertans, and Montrezl Harrell. And another lineup that I saw out there was Bradley Beal, Corey Kispert, Denny, KCP, and Daniel Gafford. So you look at that lineup, it looked like Denny was running the point guard. So that was the most intriguing part. I want to say that was the lineup where he passed the he posted up in the past the ball to KCP, where KCP hit the three-pointer. So I like that lineup as well. So those are some interesting lineups. And then, of course, the starters were Spencer, Brad, KCP, Kuz at the 4, and then Gafford at the 5. So if Kuz can be consistent, and I want to see him put the ball on the floor and get to the basket too, rather than just him being a spot-up shooter. But if that's working, it's working. You know, because the majority of his shots were 3. So I do want to see him be able to create a little bit and get to the basket and finish strong. Some of his takes to the basket, he's like not shying away from contact, but he's not looking for contact. Now, Corey Kispert did have a nice take where he did finish through contact. So I do want to give Corey Kispert some credit for that, because he did have a rough night. You know, he played like a rookie tonight, which is fine. Got to get your bumps and lumps and bruises out there. I do want to see Cassius Winston play. I brought that up last episode with Deontay. I want to see Cassius Winston finally play some basketball. Can we finally see this guy play? News and notes, Kyrie Walker is going to, he did sign on with the G League affiliate, the Capital City Go-Go, so he will be playing with the Capital City Go-Go. He's a guy that he did not play his senior year in high school, and he did not play what could have been his freshman year in college. This guy kind of, he sat out 2 years, went a different route, decided to train at this school. I want to say it was like BX Chameleon or something like that. Was a top 50 recruit at one time in his high school career. So after that, he just kind of, his ranking, he fell out of the top 100. So he has an intriguing story, and he's signing on with the G League affiliate. So I will be trying to follow his career in the G League. Hopefully he can get called up to the actual roster. So we'll see what about that. Players of the game tonight was, for me, is Kyle Kuzma. Daniel Gafford played his butt off. And I want to say KCP played really well too tonight. I want to say Alden and Montrezl Harrell. So those are the four guys that really stood out to me and played well tonight. So, but like I said, the guys that I liked was Kuz, Gaff, Dinwiddie, KCP, and Montrezl Harrell. Those are the guys that I liked. And what I did not like was the 3-point shooting that we allowed from Sam Decker and Flynn. That's unacceptable. It's the second game in a row that we've given up a lot of threes, and the teams have been able to shoot over 40% from the 3-point line. So it is unacceptable. So we got to work on. So guys, please comment down below what you liked and what you did not like in this game. Anything you guys want to say? I'm reading all the comments. D's reading all the comments. I'm trying to respond to all the comments down below on YouTube as well. Trying to interact with you guys as much as possible. Make sure you guys follow Locked On Wizards. Make sure you guys hit the notification bell. And then also when we do post the YouTube videos, it comes in a premiere mode, so it's like live on YouTube, and I try to chat back and forth with you guys while it's streaming. So make sure you guys tap in and lock into that, no pun intended, and make sure you guys subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you guys can get a podcast. So, all right, you guys, hail to the Wizards. Can't wait till we play again on Friday, but we will be making a video on tomorrow and for Friday as well. All right, you guys, hail to the Wizards. Peace.